How important it is to think about the people that accompany us on our journey of faith. Think of this man who had been ill for so long, 38 years, and no one is able to get him into the pool. There's no one who can help him to heal. Now, we don't know if he'd been sitting by the pool for 38 years, maybe or maybe not. But he couldn't get there. And whenever we hear about water in the readings, we should always immediately be thinking of our baptism. And this gospel got me thinking today about our role in evangelization, our role in leading people to the church. How many people in our world today are sick but have no one to carry them to the church of baptism? How many people do we know that are struggling with their faith but have no one that can help them to see things more clearly? How many people do we know that simply are waiting for an invitation from a person of faith to believe in the gospel? This man had a direct encounter with Jesus. He did not need the water anymore at the pool of Siloam because he had encountered the Lord Jesus himself, the source of all of his faith, all of his healing. In fact, it was Jesus who was not made holy by the water, but made the water holy when he was baptized in the Jordan. Who is it in your life, and who is it in my life, that we are being called to accompany to deeper faith? Who is it that we are called to give a compelling answer to the question, why does faith in Jesus matter at all? Why should we even believe in Jesus with so many difficult and terrible things going on in our world? But as the man who was waiting to be cured learned, that when you have an encounter that brings you to Jesus, then everything is different. Who is the Lord calling us to bring to Jesus today?